This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
7:47 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn holding it down on this Taco Tuesday. Ed Norris, punk ass down in Florida. Joining us right now from the undefeated courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline. Joe, can we put that Window Nation back over here? This thing is hiding in the shadows. I'm old.
Where
I can't see. It's
weird.
The shadows of the door, man. I can't see that. Jerry Bembry, what's up, Jerry?
What's going on? How you doing, Rob?
Doing well, man. They're stretching my eyes, man. They're challenging my eyes. I'm an old man.
Yeah,
I can't
be. Get older. Exactly. Yeah, if you get older, that's what happens, right?
You know, your arms aren't long enough. You know, last time we talked to you, Luka was on the move last night. He made his debut with the Lakers. 14 points. It wasn't about that. I thought having the presence of both he and LeBron James on the same floor was huge for a very hot Lakers team right now, if I must say.
Yeah, you know, they've won 9 of the last 10 games, and they gave you a sign last night. You know, Luka and LeBron teamed up. They took less shots than usual. They played, neither played over 30 minutes. All five Laker guys scored in double figures. So there's never a dispute of Luka's greatness. And, you know, the ability of him and LeBron to play together, it's about Luka's fitness, and we'll see that long term. And, you know, let's be real here. They played the Utah Jazz last night. The Jazz made Jackson Hayes look like Will Chamberlain last night. And so I think what this deal does is that the other guys, Rui Hachimura, Hayes, Austin Reeves, they'll all benefit from Luka's presence and his ability to see the floor and make the right pass. But I want to see them do this against teams like OKC, Memphis, Denver. That's going to be the really telling point of whether this trade works. And that's where defensively you might see the flaws that playing LeBron and Luka together. You know, LeBron is great defensively in spurts. Luka is never great defensively. So we'll see what happens there. And there's no AD, so there's nobody to really protect the rim.
How about it for the Mavs side? It seems like ownership said some out-of-pocket things, in my opinion, especially for a guy that's been had a silver spoon in his mouth his entire life and has pissed away more money than he's actually made. But the fact of the matter is they kind of rushed Anthony Davis back, and now you have this issue with him. He's yelling, "I'm here," and he looked great, and he's not there anymore. He's on the sideline now.
Yeah, he had a great first half in his first game, and now he's out for maybe a month. But, you know, that's par for the course for AD, right? He can never stay healthy. That's a knock on his entire career. So is anybody surprised? You know, I guess, you know, Dallas hopes that he can get back for the postseason and help them make a push. You know, right now they're in the eighth spot, and they're going to be battling for, you know, probably a play-in position when it's all said and done. So, yeah, this is not going to be a great season for Dallas. It's not going to be a great outcome this season. And, you know, we'll see. The trade is one-sided, right? Luka is one knows what they're doing out there. It was just an insane deal.
We're here with Jerry Bembry from the Undefeated. Jerry, I look at the West and I think Grizzlies, the Nuggets, they got the best player in the world, but how are they really built? The Lakers, do you believe in them? The Rockets, no, I don't. Is this really OKC's conference to win?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We talk about the trades and how other teams got better, and Chet Holmgren just got back to the OKC lineup, and he's playing limited minutes right now. You know, they're not playing him in back-to-backs, but he's showing what that front line can be with him playing alongside Isaiah Hartenstein. And, you know, when you have what might be, Shea might be the best player in the NBA right now, that's going to be a really dangerous team. So they are definitely the team to beat out West. And, you know, they fell short in the postseason last year. Shea had a miserable series finale game. And I think that's weighing on their mind right now. And I think they're really anxious to get back to the playoffs and show how good they can be. And I think they'll make that championship run this year. I think they'll make it to the finals.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Was there another trade that you liked or you thought maybe flew under the radar a little bit? Because there was a lot of just trash getting traded and released shortly after a buyout. But I mean, if you want to talk about Zach LaVine going to Sacramento or Jimmy going to the Warriors, was there anything that stood out to you other than Luka?
You know, I think that Jimmy Butler trade is going to be good. I think he showed it last night. You know, the Warriors are a motion squad, right? There's, you know, Steph is moving, everybody's moving, you know, Green is setting picks. But last night we saw a different element. We saw Jimmy Butler and ISO ball. And that doesn't really fit what the Warriors do, but in an ISO situation, he got to the free throw line 15 times, and he scored 20 points while making only four shots from the field. And so I think that added dimension is really going to help. You know, Jimmy's going to get you numbers. And if Jimmy fits in and gets along with his teammates, which I think he will because those guys are championship teammates out there, then I think it's going to be all right. I think it's going to be a good deal. And then the Spurs deal for De'Aaron Fox, even though it hasn't really worked out in the short term in terms of record. You know, if you play the Wizards last night, you're going to get a win. That's guaranteed. But it's going to force Victor Wembanyama to change his game. And when I say in changing his game, Victor has had a green light to do anything he wanted to do because he is the future. He is the franchise. But now you get a guy like De'Aaron Fox who is a proven commodity. He is a scorer. He is a clutch player. And Victor is going to have to tone that down. That's my biggest criticism of Victor is that he's been launching threes at will and just letting it go, letting it fly, not really understanding the flow of the game. And he's going to have to defer to De'Aaron Fox because De'Aaron Fox is a veteran guy who has a proven record. record of doing it. So yeah, I think they showed it last night. Both of them had scored 30 points. So I think it's going to work in the long term. I don't know what's going to be the rest of the season, though.
Jerry, I saw when the Hawks were playing the Spurs, and it was De'Aaron Fox on the sideline whispering to Trae Young, and you could read his lips saying, man, I get to throw lobs to Wemby now. Like, are you kidding me? Like, it's an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah, Jeremy, I mean, if you're De'Aaron Fox, you go from Sacramento where you don't get any notice in the league. You're almost a forgotten player when you play in Sacramento.
Yeah.
And then go play with the biggest headliner, one of the biggest headliners in the game, in the future of the league. Oh, he's a happy guy. Happy to be seen again, because I didn't see much of him in Sacramento. And I see him now.
Jerry, are you working on anything right now, or is it top secret?
You know, my Kobe documentary is going to be out, I think, this weekend. You know, we've had some legal technicalities on it, but you know, when I get a final word, I'll reach out to you guys. Maybe we can talk. I'll send you guys a trailer. Maybe we can talk about it.
Absolutely. My favorite player of all time, Kobe Bean Bryant, man.
Yeah, all time, great guy.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Thanks a lot, Jerry. How can folks follow you on social media?
Hey, at Jerry Bembry on all social media platforms.
Thanks a lot, my man.
Thanks, Jerry.
All right, guys, take care.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.